Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation, What I Wish I Would Have Known Before I PCS'd podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. Before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. All right. So today's episode is super fun because we're going to talk about a really cool topic that Karina and I have been wanting to talk about for several years now. And it's been in the making for a couple months. And we're excited that we're releasing it finally by demand. So excited about that. Also excited because the format's going to be a little different. Alisa joins us today as our Mill Housing Network intern, who is here with us in Colorado Springs, and she's going to be asking me some of the questions. So welcome to Mill Housing Nation podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me join. Okay, so first question, can you just tell me a little bit about the coaching program? I'm new, so I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, so okay, so as you know, I got into real estate, it's been 4.5 years now. So when I got into real estate, I was a mom of two. I just had my son, so he was only 6 months when I got my real estate license. And we were moving, actually, in 2 years. So I remember a lot of people saying, like, why are you even getting into real estate if you guys are moving? And I just kind of pushed through it, and I thought, you know what? This is a great way for a military wife to make some extra money while my husband, he actually went on a deployment right when I got my license. So I was a single mom, practically a solo parent, I think is the correct terminology, because I wasn't single. So I was a solo parent of two. I just got my real estate license, and I had no childcare. So I got my hustle pants on, and I got to work. And what I quickly realized was that the military people that I am associated with, obviously as an active duty military spouse, have very unique needs when it comes to real estate. And who better to serve them than somebody that's actually dealt with, you know, a screaming baby and driving cross country with all of your belongings. So I found my tribe. I found my people. I found my group that I wanted to empower and help. So I immediately started working with my fellow military spouses and military families. And what I discovered in my first year was that, wow, this is fun. This is not as hard and not as scary as I thought it was going to be. And so I launched into year two, and I think my first year I sold 8 houses. I think it was like 8 to 10 houses. Karina, my business partner, could probably give you the exact amount. My second year I sold, I believe, 40. So
okay,
ramped up business. And then it was that year that was a pivotal moment of, wow, okay, so I've got something here. This is great. What do I do with it now? Because I was selling houses everywhere. And we were moving. So we learned that we were probably going to be relocating in 6 months. So at the time, I was working with a business coach. And he said, well, Lindsay, you have 2 options. Shut your business down and start a new business wherever you go. Or find someone that can take it over. And finding someone to take over your production is kind of an ego hit. And so it was like, oh, well, nobody could be like me. Where am I going to find this magical person? And it sounds kind of funny and corny, but I literally went home and prayed. And the next day I had a coffee date on my calendar that I had rearranged like 20 times. And it was with a lovely gal named Karina Gafford. And I remember the first time I met Karina was at Local Coffee and there in San Antonio. And she told me she was new to the area. She had a bad experience working with her realtor when she moved to San Antonio. And I remember thinking, gosh, well, I could have helped you. And she said, you know, I'm at this weird place with my business. At the time, she was running an online tutoring business, very successful business. And she said, you know, I love real estate. And like my little radar goes off and I'm like, woohoo, what? You like real estate and you run online businesses? This is amazing. So it was my mission to convince her to become my partner. And so over 2 months, I courted her. I spent lots of money taking her to nice dinners, convincing her to work with me. And eventually, she did. And she took over my team in San Antonio. So her and I spent 6 months together. And we ramped up our operations. We set up all of our campaigns. We created manuals for our team for onboarding new agents. We created unique guides on how to work with military buyers and sellers, because working with military buyers and sellers is completely different than working with civilians. And, you know, we really knew that we had something magical there. So we onboarded, I think at the time, 4 to 5 people, and then I moved. And so I remember we cried in the parking lot that day, because we knew that was going to be the last day that we would ever work side by side. And as a military spouses,
that's so sad.
It is. It was. We cried and we shared a latte and we hugged, and we knew that was like the last time we would ever be working together, because the military will not have us together. Gosh, I didn't realize how emotional that is. So we started working virtually, and that was awesome. That has its own unique set of challenges. But more importantly, we broke boundaries. And I think that was the really cool part about it, is that for the longest time, I was told, like, you're a military spouse and you'll never be successful in real estate because you don't know the area and you're constantly moving. Like, how are you going to do this? And so when I was looking for someone to run my team and join me on this journey, I remember a lot of people telling me that that was silly and that was stupid and you shouldn't even try it because nobody in real estate does this and you guys aren't going to be able to do this and she's not the right partner and you're not partnerable and like anything to just kind of tear you down and destroy you. And we didn't listen to them, and thank goodness we didn't. And that year in real estate, Karina actually closed 72 transactions by herself in 9 months. I did, I think, maybe 30 to 40. So that third year in real estate, we did close to 100 transactions, just her and I.
Wow.
And so we broke some major boundaries. And in doing that, we were able to create, like I said, all of these guides, all these tools that allowed us to be successful. And so what we're doing now is we're releasing those tools to our fellow military spouse agents and veteran agents, because we want to empower others to think outside the box. And we know that those tools were the key to our success. And so we're launching this coaching program. And so we see it as a way to give back to others that are in situations like us, who might feel that they're stuck in their production, who might feel that I've been selling houses for 8 to 10 years and I want to go to the next level. How do I do that? I'm a solo agent and I want to stop working 80 hours a week. Believe me, I was there. I've done it. And I think now that I reflect, it was the tools in our systems that allowed me to step out of production. I personally haven't sold a home in 2.5 years. And I still continue to have a thriving team, so it's possible. I have a thriving team that's not even in the area that I live in, which is phenomenal. And I've done that through our systems and our tools, and we want to teach others on how to do that too.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell me about how the coaching program will work. Is it an online
format? So having done a ton of coaching and a ton of programs myself, when Karina and I were discussing like how we would format the coaching program, we know that realtors are busy and that you just don't have time to sit in front of a computer and watch a video for an hour. Like, that's how busy you are. Most of us have kids. Most of us have families. Most of us have lives. And guess what? We spend a crap ton of time in the car. And so what we're doing with this coaching program is we're creating online modules that you can listen to them, much like a podcast. So that you're getting the coaching and you're consuming the information in a format that most people consume information in, and that's in listening to it in your car. So we've formatted the coaching program in a way that Karina and I consume information. So it's going to be 30 minutes of audio. So you can listen to us in your car, you can turn us on in the office, put us on Alexa while you're making dinner.
Yeah, you could do it while you're in the shower.
You could be running.
Working out.
Working out in between kids at the carpool line. So we've really made it at a format that, I mean, we're busy. Who has time to sit and watch a video? But we also know that a lot of people are visual. So it's a really cool format. So we have the online audio that you can listen to. And then we're going to have videos in our exclusive Facebook groups that take you through 12 modules. So it's a three-month program, and it's a weekly lesson. So each week you're going to have a lesson. And then after your lesson, we formatted it so that you have 20 minutes of action. So we believe that you can talk the talk, but very few agents like actually jump into action. And it's jumping into action that's going to push your business forward. So you're going to listen to the lesson of the week. Then you're going to spend 20 minutes getting into action. So depending on the lesson of the week, so I'll give you an example. The first lesson is going to be about goal setting. So we do not know how many calls, how many door knocks you need to do, how many open houses you need to do for that year, unless we understand what your annual goal is. So if your goal is to sell 20 houses, then we're going to break down how many open houses, how many calls, how many Facebook groups, all the things that you needed to do to support your goal. And so we're going to break that down on the first lesson. Because the first lesson then is going to drive all the other lessons. And then we're going to jump into, I'm known for being the queen of social media and the queen of Facebook. 75% of my leads when I was in real estate came from Facebook. And that's unheard of. So I'm going to teach you some of my Facebook secrets in this course. I'm going to teach you how to utilize free Facebook, y'all. Guess what? Lindsay does not pay for Facebook ads.
You better get it.
So I will teach you the secrets behind how to lead gen like a beast on Facebook.
I love that. Okay. So why should people do this?
So I think that's a great question. Like I said, I think if you're stuck in your business, if you're a solo agent, you don't know how to leverage, so you don't have an assistant, you don't have a buyer's agent, if you're tired of working weekends, working nights, if you're just getting in and this is maybe your first year and you sold three houses last year and you're like, gosh dang it, I want to sell 15 this year, this is the class for you. I think more importantly, if you want to work with the military market or currently working with the military market, this is going to be very focused on that niche. And let me tell you why that is one of the best niches you can be in as a real estate agent. Because guess what, y'all? Our civilian counterparts move one time in 12 years. Once in 12 years. Let me tell you how many times military move in 12 years. Four. That's four opportunities to get one buy, sell, or four referrals. So if you're working your book of business correctly within the military market, it can be a liquid gold mine. And I mean that from the sincerest point in my heart. Nobody should serve the military because you're looking at getting rich. You need to serve the military with the idea that you are there to give to people that are giving their life for our country.
That's beautiful.
They deserve the best.
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about what they'll be learning, what they'll be getting out of it. So the time commitment, it sounds like?
Minimal time commitment.
Perfect.
We've designed it so that it's 50 minutes a week, not even a full hour, for you to transform your business. So we've designed the modules so that it's, again, 30 minutes of lesson, 20 minutes of action. So I'm a big believer in massive action. So within those 20 minutes, you're literally going to set a timer and you're going to get to work. And we've broken it down into bite-sized pieces with worksheets so that at every point, so you can listen to your episode in the car, go home, print your worksheet, bang out your worksheet, and you're done in 20 minutes. Less than an hour a week, you can double your transactions.
Love that. Okay. Does this cost money?
Yes. So in order for us to provide, and this is something that Karina and I've been wanting to do for a really long time, and we come from a go-giver standpoint. And so for a long time, we said, wow, this is our trade secrets. Like, this allowed us to go from 40 transactions in 1 year to over 100. So we literally were able to just fast track everything. Our team, without Karina and I personally selling, sold 120 transactions last year. And that was without Karina and I actively selling homes. So we know that our systems work. We know that this training works. And we've designed it in a way so that you can consume the information and take our secrets and apply them to your business. So we're doing this, and if you're listening to this podcast, we're going to offer a special code to listeners so that you can get a discount on your first month. But our first month is a monthly fee, so it's a three-month subscription. We believe that unless you are investing in yourself, you are not going to take advantage of it. Because I guarantee you, all of this information, everything that we're going to teach you, it's out there. You could do it. You could figure it out. But we're going to give you the keys to the kingdom. We're going to put you on a fast track. And we want you to be committed. So without that investment in yourself, most people are not going to commit to actually doing the things that it takes to transform their business.
Love that. Okay. How can people get involved? How can people get into this?
So we're going to have a link in the podcast episode where you can go if you're a realtor that wants to take your coaching up to the next level. You want to apply what worked for Karina and I in our business so that you can transform your own business. And hey, guys, believe me, there is light at the end of the tunnel. You can actually get out of physically showing buyers and sellers if you want to. There's people that love it. They just love working with people. And I love that, too. I miss it. There's days when I crave it, but I will tell you, it's really awesome when I'm able to pick up my kids every day at 3 o'clock because I don't have someone that I'm showing a home to. So if you want to transform your business, if you want to get more leverage, you want to double your transactions, definitely click on the link in the podcast episode so that you can sign up. We have limited space available, so not everyone will be able to join this first iteration. We want to make sure that there's a lot of value add for our coaching clients and that they are transforming their businesses the same way that we were able to transform ours. To view today's show notes and to connect with our guest, visit milhousingnetwork.com. Click on the podcast tab and look for today's episode. To get connected to our local communities, join our Facebook group, Things I Wished I Knew Before I PCS'd on Facebook. And don't forget, also head over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to our podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening and tune in next week as we feature another amazing guest. Bye for now, listeners.